This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins a national championship.
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye. Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown.
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
Good morning on a lovely Thursday in Northwest Arkansas, live at the XNA Airport. I'm Phil Elson, meeting the baseball team later today for a flight to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Matt Jones and the C-Unit at our ESPN Arkansas headquarters. We've had our big press conference. We had our big event. And now the building of the team can start, which Coach Calipari alluded to quite a few times yesterday. Entertaining event for sure. Entertaining press conference. Didn't realize that the format was going to be for kind of like a conversation with Chuck Barrett and Coach Cal, which really felt like Chuck kind of setting Cal up for some of the things that he wanted to tell the fans yesterday. 7,000 strong at Bud Walton Arena, not for a game, for an introduction. And it was a great introduction. Matt Jones, good morning. It is a beautiful day to be a Razorback today.
Absolutely. What a Thursday. It is beautiful. I got to see a little bit on the TV. SEC Network, I guess, is what it was on. I don't know. I guess I'm assuming you were there for it live.
I watched on Pig Trail Nation last night.
I saw Van Horn was there live. Mm-hmm. Pittman was there live. The one thing, it was cool. Woo Pig Suey. All for it. 100%. All good. This just settles any debate. This is a basketball school. We're it's everybody that thinks I get it. We want football to do good. I'm a football fanatic. I like both sports. I like competing. It's a basketball school.
That kind of felt like a statement same way yesterday. You're right.
Right.
You know, and even Hunter Yurecek, after when he's doing his thing before introducing Cal, is going through all of the, I guess it was the current teams more than anything, not the teams that had played in the fall season, but the current teams and all of their rankings, and going through of the coaches that were in attendance. And it was kind of funny, well, not funny, just interesting to hear the level of cheer by the coach that was being introduced. And, some of the guys that have been getting the criticism, the teams that weren't as successful, they had the quieter introductions. And I think Dave Van Horn got one of the loudest ones, and then John Tyson got the loudest one too. Yeah, I mean, it was more than just an introduction yesterday, Matt, because I think, they know that deal was broadcast live on the SEC Network. So it's like, all right, here's everything else we've got going on campus too. Uh, and then turned into a basketball thing. But it wasn't just an introduction, that's for sure.
It was weird at first because you can definitely tell he's still partial to Kentucky. He's pro Kentucky, 100% pro Kentucky, and you know they're showing a lot of clips of Kentucky guys getting drafted in the first round. So I get it. Didn't see a whole lot of Arkansas players in the last 10 years. Any highlights of that? There was no, it's a total change. It's a totally washout. Didn't mention Coach Muss, mentioned Eddie Sutton and Nolan Richardson. Didn't say a word about Coach Muss. It was interesting. It was real. It seemed real pro Kentucky. Now I watched 12 minutes of it. I didn't watch the whole thing, but it definitely seemed pro Kentucky. And that's, well, I mean, that's a success, right? He's had a lot of draft picks from the University of Kentucky.
Celebrating's not the word. It would be pointing out, I guess, a lot of the things that college basketball fans already know about what Cal did at Kentucky. That was interesting. I mean, it's putting another SEC school's achievements on the video board, but also saying, like, look, this is the coach that led them to these things. So this is the kind of thing that can happen here, too.
We had two first-round draft picks last year's draft. No mention of that. You know, we've had draft picks the last 3 years. You didn't see those players. You didn't see any Arkansas draft picks saying Arkansas basketball. It was I just found that kind of funny, but hopefully they're shifting over, you know, like he said he took off his blue sweater to put on the red sweater and said, don't take a gander at these hams, you know, like you look somewhere else.
Yeah, they did mention Muss a few times.
Okay. Maybe I was talking about Hunter Yurecek when he was talking at the beginning.
No, Muss's name was mentioned out there. I think in the idea of bringing Arkansas back to a level that now you hope it gets, you know, more than that. You were hoping that you would do that under Muss, but obviously he had other ideas. And hey, I mean, there was kind of like a celebration when Muss was hired as the coach. Nothing like what happened yesterday. This felt almost like a coronation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dip the baby in water, sprinkle a little bit on your head, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely, and it makes perfect sense to you know, treat a coach like that. And I got to be honest, like he brings you in. He connects with an audience. He connects with an audience easily. And look, they're jaded Kentucky fans that are out there saying, look, all he's doing is a sales job. But look, if it was them, and they would have been eating it up as well. To me, it felt like he had all the right things, you know, talking about Arkansas as a blue blood program, pointing out reasons why you could say that, welcoming, you know, the thing he did with Joe Klein. But
got me fired at the Nets, Joe.
Yeah.
Said, hey, Joe Klein. I heard that story. He said, hey, I'm Joe Klein. You made a trade for me. He's like, well, you were in the trade. We didn't trade for you. And he's like, go ahead and put your uniform on. And then as he's checking in, he goes, hey, nice. I'm Joe Klein. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Well, the phone lines are already lighting up. I hadn't even given the phone call yet, and everybody wants to get in here. So I'll take a couple calls because we've got Bob Holt coming up in the next segment. But if you're planning on getting on the horn right now, hold on to your horses. We have 3 hours here on Halftime today, and if you're around during those 3 hours, there's going to be a lot of open segments for calls and opinions and comments and celebrations, if that's the way that you want to look at it, too, which I think it is. I think this is a celebration. But the thing is, the celebration lasts about an hour, and now the job begins. And I can't imagine that yesterday, even amongst all of the craziness that it must have been like for Cal, you know, leaving Lexington, getting on the plane, landing at Drake, having the heroes welcome. And it's just got to feel like it happens very quickly, immediately. But I can't imagine that he wasn't at least, he might not be an internet guy like he said yesterday, but he's a text guy because everybody is these days. I'm going to guarantee you he was working those thumbs because, as he also alluded to, he's got an entire team to build. I mean, an entire team to build. And so the celebration lasts about an hour, and then the job begins. So let's get to the phones because we've got Bob Holt coming up in the next segment. Melvin and Sheridan, you get to go first today. What's up?
I thought it was a great, great welcoming deal for Coach Cal. It couldn't have been no better. I didn't realize he was such a sincere nice guy, and what he said makes everything awesome in my eyes. It's one of the most honest situations and things I've seen, and made me feel good. First time in my lifetime I thought about maybe contributing to NIL. And Matt, you're right. This is a basketball-baseball state. That's where all great athletes choose to put their God-given talents on showcase. Go Hogs.
Well,
thank y'all.
And also we don't get our best athletes on the football team. They go to other schools. You know, our best athlete this year, who won a state championship in basketball, Courtney Crutchfield. He went to Missouri. You know, and
even the best basketball player, Anor Boateng, is going to Mizzou.
And the two quarterbacks that can play, we didn't want them. They would go to Auburn and Minnesota. So it's if you're not getting your best football players in the state, even it's real clear, and it's not a bad thing, so to speak. It's just what I notice, and that's cool. At least we're something. At least basketball school is a good thing.
Kyle was asked about recruiting the state, and he put it in terms of the way that he viewed it in Kentucky. That, you know, if you got kids that can play at this level within your borders, and they're good kids, go ahead and recruit them.
Make them a priority. Yeah.
Michael in Fayetteville is next up on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Michael. Thanks for the call. How are you?
Oh, great. Love your show. Listen every day. Just wanted to clear up. He did talk about Musselman and Danielle and what a great job they did while they were here.
I missed that part. That's on me. Like I said, I saw about 12, 17 minutes of it, and I didn't see that part. So that's on me.
Yeah, that was the first part. Bill, I just wanted to call and also tell you, I grew up a Houston Astros fan. I'm 64, and we had an announcer there named Gene Elston. And when I first heard your name, I thought it might have been Elston, that you might have been related to him. But that was back when Lowell Bass and Gene Elston were doing the Astros games. But,
no, he's got the extra T in his last name that I don't have. And no relation to Bob Elston either, who was a longtime broadcaster for the White Sox.
Yeah, but I think you're great, and I just hope you stick around a while. I think you've got the talent to do national games and stuff. I think you're great. But love you guys, and go home.
Okay. Thanks very much, Michael. I appreciate the phone call and all your sentiments. John and Fort Smith, you'll take us up into the break, and then Bob Holt will join halftime. John, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
What's up, fellas? Man, it was a great little thing last night that we watched. I mean, everybody was tuning on to it. I really enjoyed all of it. I think the only problem I had here was that when they were going through the list of programs and they were like, number one in baseball, da, da, da. Did anybody else have that stinking feeling where you were like, what are you going to say about football?
I thought that myself. I did. I thought that myself.
and the body language at the end, you know, when Coach Pittman's just standing there at the very end and they're talking, I was just like, oh man, this looks rough. And I just didn't know what you guys thought about that.
Oh, I mean, I don't have a thought about necessarily anything that what Coach Pittman looked like, or how he might have reacted or anything. Those coaches over on that Cal went and spoke to, they looked, I think, just as excited as almost any fan did right now. I mean, Dave was looking at him with a huge grin on his face as they shook hands, and
I think it's
an elevation of the athletic department. I mean, it might feel like, and I think it does. I mean, basketball, you're one of the few schools that's paying the basketball coach more than the football coach now. That is a statement. That is a statement that you don't need to necessarily get into very much. But it also, this elevates the athletic department. This elevates the Razorback brand nationally in a way that only a national championship does. And this is even different than that, because this has a weight of celebrity that, look, there are a lot of celebrity coaches have retired now, and maybe you like celebrities or not, but you got one as your head coach for men's basketball, and if you feel like he connected to you through the television or through the radio or if you were in the audience, that's him. That's how he gets these recruits. I think that's how he coaches too. It doesn't come across as fake at all. I think to some folks it comes across as fake. I just think he's a guy that can connect with people.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. March is Seltzer Month. Try the Mr. Beast Variety Packs, Smirnoff Smash Vodka Sodas, New High Noon Variety Packs, Absolute Vodka Cranberry Variety Packs, and Clubtail Crushers. Come by Eastside Liquor at 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith for all your liquor needs. Now, back to the podcast.
Every Thursday when we play Bob's introduction here on Halftime, you get to hear the famous back and forth with him and John Calipari about talking about Arkansas and talking about Kentucky. I guess, Bob, we get that maybe every week now throughout the basketball season, huh? That had to be a little, for everybody yesterday, that had to have felt maybe a little surreal, maybe none more so than you.
Yeah, I mean, even though we obviously knew it was happening for the last couple of days, I think by Monday it was pretty much a foregone conclusion. And still knowing it was happening and, getting the news, the official news Wednesday morning, and then the fan introductory press conference / pep rally, I guess you'd call it, and then his Q&A with the media. Yeah, seeing him in that red Arkansas pullover that he had when he talked to the media, it was just weird, but it's actually happened and something we all got to get used to. It's one of the biggest sports stories in Arkansas, and I don't know how long it's arguably the biggest sports hire in the school's history.
What was the best moment of the event last night? What was your favorite or your best takeaway?
Man, that's a good question, a tough one to answer. He was really good. I mean, John Cal, it's not his first rodeo. He really knows how to work a room, even if that room is as big as Bud Walton Arena. But I thought really he did a good Q&A with Chuck Barrett, and really, I'm not sure Chuck asked more than three or four questions, but there was a plethora of information that Calvin said in his answers. But the thing I thought about is he's going to walk in here and get this hero's welcome. And I couldn't help but think back to the 2020 game when Kentucky played at Arkansas, and it was Eric Musselman's first year, and it was a huge game, and the place was packed, as it always is for Kentucky, and he didn't like – but the game was tied, and I think Cal was trying to rally his team, but he got onto the officials when they called an illegal screen on a Kentucky player, and he got two tees, was ejected, and going off the court. The place is going crazy. And And then and Arkansas hit some free throws to take a lead, but then ultimately Kentucky came back rallied and won. But I just remember thinking, I mean, this guy gets booed every time he's in Walton Arena, and now he's going to get this hero's welcome. That was kind of my big takeaway from it. And he dressed it right away, like, you know, the fans all cheered, and he said something like, I've never gotten this kind of, reception in this building before. And he brought up, getting tossed, and they were throwing things at him. I don't remember people throwing things at him, but yeah, that was just wild to think now he's the king of Walton Arena, where before he was the villain, But I thought he handled the introductory presser, or whatever you want to call it, very well, and then his Q&A with us was good and informative, and he's really, a guy who's, he's been at Kentucky for 15 years before that. He's been a head coach at a high level for 32 years, I don't even know if he resurrected UMass's program, because I don't know if it had anything to resurrect. He built that program, and it obviously hadn't been the same since he left, and he really took Memphis to another level, and it's, still a good program, but nothing like when he was there. And I think he's going to, take Arkansas to a high level too. And but yeah, yesterday was a big day for him and for Arkansas, for sure.
You know, Bob, a phrase that he used yesterday that stands out. Now, I want to kick this around a little bit over the course of the show today, is that he always runs, quote, players program, players first program, unquote. I'm sure that there are other coaches that use the same terminology. I think Sean Miller did, too. I think Miller was recruited by Calipari at Pitt, so he might have gotten a little bit of that idea just from a relationship with him. That's just a guess. What do you think a players program means?
Well, I'm sure that was part of his recruiting pitch, but I think it's where, you really do put the players first, like what's best for them, what's best for their welfare. Obviously, you need to win games. And some people at Kentucky got upset, I think because they felt he was more into helping guys get to the NBA than championships at Kentucky. I mean, not that he didn't want to win big at Kentucky, and he has won big at Kentucky, a national championship, got to another title game, to other Final Fours. Elite Eight, Sweet 16s, all 9 yards. But I think they felt maybe that, he was more into bringing in players and helping them realize their NBA dreams. But I think the two things can go hand in hand. I mean, obviously you want to get great talent, and if you have great talent, those guys are going to go to the NBA. And the Arkansas had a hype video where they showed first David Stern and then Adam Silver, the last two NBA commissioners, just, moment after moment saying Kentucky players just number one draft picks. And Arkansas had some number one draft picks too, obviously, 2 years ago, or last year, Arkansas had two number one draft picks and Anthony Black and Nick Smith, but nobody's done it like John Calipari. And so, but I think that means, you literally put the players first. You don't throw them under the bus when the team's struggling. You take accountability for that. You always want their best interest. What's in their best interest? If it's in, it might be in your best interest if they come back to school, but I think he's always encouraged guys to go, after their pro dreams, rather than, come back and we'll help develop you more. I think if he feels like, they're going to be a first round pick, a lot of coaches are like this. I think Eric Musselman is like this. A guy is a sure first rounder. He needs to go get that money and start his NBA career. But I think it's just, you put the players first in everything, and what player hearing that wouldn't want to go play for that guy?
One of the things he brought up that I thought was interesting, Bob, was the player mobility now. That years past, coaches could leave and do whatever they want, but now players have a little bit more control. What's this been, 4 years, 3 years now, that the players kind of can control where they want to go? Each offseason, man, the players can enter the portal.
Yeah, and he talked about people will remember this when Arkansas decided to part ways with Stan Heath. Cal was among the coaches that the Frank Broyles, Arkansas's legendary AD, talked to. And, he maybe could have had the job, but he said that, he named off all the great players of Memphis, Derrick Rose among them, and he didn't want to leave those players. Because, guys could transfer, but they had to redshirt. And also, even though, the one-and-done thing is now very common, it wasn't as common back then. I mean, think about Corliss Williamson played at Arkansas for 3 years. He surely could have left after his sophomore year, but he didn't. Joe Johnson.
2 years,
2 years. Arkansas had never had a one and done guy who went in the draft. There are some players who just lasted a year, but they never had a one and done first round draft pick until Moses Moody, I guess in 2021, right? So, try to get back to my original thought on that. I'm sorry. What were we talking about? Just the mobility, because
you're right. Because when he said he wasn't going to leave there, that was kind of part of his deal from leaving Kentucky to Arkansas when he was talking to Coach Sampson, and he said Coach Sampson brought up, hey, the kids have the power now too.
Oh yeah, thanks for rebooting me there. I'm actually in my head. I'm just tired. I'm old. But the players, even if Cal had decided to stay at Kentucky. A lot of those guys were leaving for the draft. Some guys were going into the portal. Players do have, freedom of movement now, just like the coaches do. And so that changes things a lot. You don't feel like you're leaving players with no options where they're kind of stuck there. Like I said, they could leave, but it used to be, they had the red shirt, and sometimes schools could block a player. They wouldn't give them a scholarship release to school A or B because they didn't want to play. Maybe they were playing that school. But not only could they, a player had to sit out, they could block where he transferred. And they would mean if he went to that school, he couldn't be on scholarship right away. So that's all changed. And as he pointed out, Kelvin Sampson, who's the Houston coach, and he was, Hunter Yurachek was his AD. And the way Cal told it, that was, his call to Kelvin Sampson and getting a good, recommendation on Hunter as your AD, that helped maybe seal this deal. But, yeah, it's a totally different world than it was in 2007. And who knows if he would have come to Arkansas. I mean, that team that he went back to went to the NCAA title game and lost to Kansas. So that was a pretty good team he would have been leaving. But, of course, now if things were like they are now, he could have come to Arkansas and Derrick Rose could have followed him, Derrick Rose, I think, was the number one pick, and obviously his career got sidetracked by a massive knee injury. But, it's a totally different world than it was, 17 years ago, just in terms of player movement, and you're seeing a lot more one-and-done guys. So,
hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Back on Halftime, it is hour number two, and we have no guests for really the next 90 minutes. Brett Dolan is joining Matt at 1:30 to talk about, anything that we can bring up, which basically will be about the new Arkansas basketball coach, John Calipari. Baseball series as well, starting tomorrow night in Alabama. I'm meeting the team here at 1:30, and that's why I got to get out in order to meet them. Track was on their way to Gainesville for a big weekend, but they were kind of gathered around the two buses when I got here today. You saw there is a really nasty storm in Gainesville right all through Florida, with the exception of the Panhandle. I saw where there's a tornado near St. Augustine. The two track teams were diverted to Tallahassee. So they're flying to Tallahassee, and then I think they're going to bus to Gainesville from there. So it sounds like it could be a real adventure for the track team. Hopefully not a big adventure for the baseball team, because hopefully we get at least two wins this weekend, and I don't see any reason why that's not going to happen, to be quite honest. And team that's won 10 in a row, even though they've all been at home, I'm here to tell you that they can – most definitely figure out a way to sweep the Crimson Tide. O.J. Simpson dead at 76. I meant to bring this up to you earlier, C-Unit. Do you have any understanding of O.J. Simpson as an athlete, as an actor? I mean, what's your knowledge of him?
I know he played football and was really good. I know he was acquitted of murder, and he probably did it because I kind of did some research on it, and it just seems like he did it. But I don't really know much else. I know he's kind of active on social media too.
It's not Kim, Khloe Kardashian's real father.
That's right. Yeah.
Robert Kardashian was on. What do they call the group of lawyers?
Bruce Jenner.
The Dream Team.
It was the Dream Team. That's right. Kardashian, Jimmy Cochran, and
he was carrying Kardashian's carrying the briefcase away the duffel bag away that nobody steal that they never found that again. They got video of him carrying the duffel bag and they're like, what's in that bag? Nobody's ever.
Did he go on a police chase? Yeah, that's right.
It's the most famous police chase probably in American history.
I don't understand how Bronco sales didn't just go through the roof.
I saw that Bronco on Pawn Stars a couple of years ago.
Really?
Absolutely. I mean, it was authenticated and everything.
It's $100,000, right? Like, you'd have to pay at least $100,000 for that thing.
I think it was more than $100,000.
More than $100,000.
Wow. And the owner wasn't going to sell it either after all of that.
Now,
it was the authentic white Bronco. And remember that police chase. Not only is it the most famous police chase in history maybe anywhere, but it was a low-speed chase. I mean, they were going like 20, 25 miles an hour on the freeways.
He wanted to go home, and who was he talking to on his cell phone? Was he talking to Ahmaud Bradshaw or Bob Costas? He was talking to somebody that was like a big-timer news guy, and he was just trying to go home. And it came out later, you know, because that's all he – you're right. They were going 30 miles down the interstate.
C-Unit, how can we put this into – So O.J. Simpson won the Heisman in 68 at USC. Then he goes on to a Hall of Fame career in Buffalo. And then he became a superstar that had, you know, outside of football. I mean, he was like an American prince. He would go on Carson. He was on TV shows.
Hertz commercial.
Featured in movies. He was the Hertz rent-a-car guy. It was really famous commercials too, running through the airport, leaping over all of the banks of seats and everything, and he was lovable. Everybody loved OJ.
Would you say he's the modern day Christian McCaffrey? Like to put it for Christian, to put it for C movie, to say, hey, this is the type of football player he was. He was a Christian McCaffrey because he could do it all. Like, he could catch the ball out in the screen game, he could block, he could run over you, and he could run just past you.
He was also in a time where the NFL, you were building around great running backs, too. I mean, I kind of feel he's a little bit more like a Derrick Henry, just in the idea that they won Heismans at powerhouse schools. I don't remember if USC won a national title while he was there, and then go on to great things in the NFL. You know, haven't played in a Super Bowl. OJ never did. Derrick Henry hasn't. Henry's obviously moved on to another part of his career with another team. I don't think OJ played for anybody else.
He played for San Francisco.
He did. That's right. That's right. But I don't think Derrick Henry is going to be doing movies. I'm not sure if he's got that kind of personality. OJ had that.
Well, Jim Brown, wasn't he kind of following what Jim Brown did?
That's right. I guess nobody would have thought Jim Brown had the personality for movies either. And he did have himself a little acting career. But then, I mean, the murders.
Yeah, double murder.
I couldn't believe it. I was 17 years old. I'd never seen him as a football player, but I remember he was Nordberg on The Naked Gun, one of my favorite movies of my youth, which, by the way, I feel like C-Unit's got to be assigned The Naked Gun. If you want to really get a sense of how we all viewed O.J. before the murders, Officer Nordberg from The Naked Gun is probably he was a Leslie Nielsen movie. You know, the good guy in it, that was acting too, because I don't think it was at all. And anybody that was around at that time, like C-Unit, that was the biggest thing of the 90s. truly, the chase, the trial, I mean,
the glove.
The glove, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. You know, I mean, televised trials became a thing from this.
They turned in that one cop into a racist. You know, they were playing some other tape, but they were saying they were out to get him. Yeah, it was the defense, man. One of the best defenses ever It's like up there with the steel curtain of the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. It was
absolutely, absolutely, and really, you can kind of trace the 24-hour news cycle to, I think, to the first Gulf War. That to me is probably where the 24-hour news cycle feels like it started. But it, the trials with Simpson happened in 94, and that was a few years after the war had ended. But it really picked up again. That was 24-hour news cycle. That's where Court TV came from. And I mean, it's kind of like a culture watershed moment. That it brings it all back now, man. It really does. I can remember the feeling of it. Of no, this can't be him. That there's no way that's him. And it turned out it was. It just he got to live as a free man for the majority of the remainder of his life, which is just shocking. Yeah, and I'd forgot about this. People are texting in the reminders that the Bronco chase occurred during the NBA Finals. That would have been 94. Who was that? Was that the Knicks in Houston?
The Rockets, yes, in New York Knicks. They were an 8 seed that made it that year.
The chase interrupted the finals, all right? They broke in to the NBA Finals with this chase. That's how big that was. Just, I can't imagine anything like it again. Really can't. 877-377-6963 when you want to get with us on that or anything else. Charlie's here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Charlie. How are you?
What's up, guys? So, C, you got your hit. I'm going to call you C Maestro today because you got all kinds of nicknames. You got your history on OJ, right? I mean,
most
you got
of it,
down.
I think. Most of it, yes.
I'm kind of like you. That's kind of what I remember him for, Phil. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm only a little bit older than C Unit, so that's kind of where I am with OJ. I understand he was a great player and all that, but I kind of go right to the whole murder thing too. I didn't even remember the chase. So you're saying I need to go watch Naked Gun 2? Is that correct? Because is this how?
Yeah, go do your homework this weekend, Charlie, and report back on Monday. I know you will.
I will. Whatever you guys want me to do. Okay, let me stop there. Just depends. As long as it's rated PG or whatever it is. But I will do it. I will watch it, and I will get back with you guys, definitely. But I wanted to point out something yesterday when I was listening to Cal. And, Matt, I'm sure you've heard it this way before, too. A lot of times when coaches or when people talk about coaches and they define a coach as a player's coach, you know, people kind of perceive that as a coach being soft, right? And I don't know. That's just kind of how – and I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of thinking that way. And he made a great point is that, you know, you can be a player's coach, but you can also hold them accountable and be extremely hard on the kids. And I liked how he put that. You know, he quickly, as soon as he started, whether it be with the fans, the media, I mean, he stole the room, man. There were questions that were asked sometimes, Phil, yesterday that I didn't even remember what was asked once he started talking. I mean, he's unbelievable.
Yeah, like everything Chuck brought up to him was kind of designed to just let Cal run with it. Take this question, run with it for a few minutes, and he did.
And he's great at it. And he's great at it. And I think I didn't even know about where he grew up. You know, I had not heard all that, and that was a cool story to hear. And, you know, it was just, I'm excited. You know, I know. He made a joke about it, but he was telling the truth. I kind of don't have a team right now, guys, you know, and everybody laughed, you know, but, you know, I really don't have a team right now, so we got to figure that out. But, you know, it's crazy to think that, I think Alyssa, didn't she say this the other day, Matt? They're already got the 14th best odds as winning the national championship Vegas-wise because of Cal?
Yeah.
That's insane. So, anyway, this is Cal effect, and that might go up, but I'm excited. He's going to figure this thing out. He'll get us rolling. And I'm glad he pointed out the fact that Musk did a hell of a job here, too. So, anyway, he did a great job yesterday, and it was exciting. I just want to point it out. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Charlie. Yeah.
And
what is being a player's program? What does being a player's coach mean to you, man?
Well, and I was, it was the 99 Knicks that were their 8 seed. Phil, what he said, and this is one thing that I heard him say, he said what he's here to do is to get players to do things they didn't think they could do, you know, to push them to their limit and then to make them feel good about it. That's kind of what a player, he's trying to get the most out of you. And then when you have success, he's there. It's sports psychology 101. It's the same. That's why he is a player's coach. He's trying to push you to your limits and then tell you how pretty you are while you're doing it.
And then send you off for the remainder of your life.
Knowing that if you work hard, if you work hard and you put the time and the effort, and Phil, players want to be coached. They want you to show that you care. They want you to push yourself.
Can I say that? I mean, going by this definition, and I've thought about this before. There's already, I'm sure there are other players, coaches on campus that I'm not thinking of at the top of my head here. Dave Van Horn is a player's coach. That's the way he coaches a baseball team. I've seen that with Mike, with women's basketball, too.
Houston Nutt was like that. I think Deion Sanders is a lot like that. You know, and you can have the both ends of the spectrum, Phil. You can have a Calipari, a Deion Sanders, and then you can have a Dave Van Horn as far as how the spotlight goes. You know, I think Calipari takes some of that light to kind of shield the players, you know, to kind of put it on him. Like, if it does go bad, it's like, hey, man, that's on me. You know, and if it goes good, hey, look how good my players did.
Maybe this isn't the right way to put it, because you are defined in college basketball, especially at a place like Kentucky, and I think a place like Arkansas too. What happens in the postseason? It's the same with baseball. You'll have a great regular season. SEC championships mean something. Division championships mean something. Regular season awards definitely mean something, because that's like 3 or 4 months worth. But it's all being done to set you up to put you in the best possible position to have a run in the postseason. So is John Calipari not still a Hall of Fame level coach just because Kentucky in the last 3 tournaments they played in, and of course there was the 1 year they didn't make the tournament, didn't make it to the Sweet 16 or the Elite 8 or the Final Four? Like, they made the Final Four, what was it, 4 times in 5 years? That was 10 to 14 years ago. Like, the accomplishment of taking 3 teams to a Final Four is one thing, 3 different schools. To be in the Final Four in men's basketball, and this happened in women's basketball too a few times, to be in the Final Four 4 times in 5 years, I don't think he's forgotten how to put a team together. I don't think he's forgotten how to win games in March. It just might need a little bit of tweaking as far as the roster construction, Matt. And I heard him talk about that yesterday as to how you're going to put the team together. You're going to bring in really talented high school talent. You're going to have guys that are still there who have been playing for you for a year or two. And then you're going to go out and try to find a couple, 3 players through the transfer portal to make it all stick together. That's what he said yesterday. I'd like to see a team that's built like that. That's not just made up of 4 and 5 star high school kids that are all coming in the same class, 7 or 8 of them. And, you know, inevitably somebody's going to get upset because they're not playing very much, transfer away. You're facing bigger grown men like they did with Oakland in the tournament. And then the other idea is just like, look, that Kentucky team against Oakland, they just didn't hit shots that they were hitting in the regular season. So I don't know. I feel like the program will be set up to be able to compete the way that they have in the regular season, the way that Kentucky has in the regular season, and then be set up to make a run.
Hickey & Hole Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in MENA and the Little Rock area. Hickey & Hole Law Partners, specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
So Hunter Yurecek said yesterday, Matt, that the only offer that was extended to a coach was extended to John Calipari. So according to Hunter Yurecek, the reports of Chris Beard turning the Razorbacks down or Jerome Tang were not true. And Scott Drew has turned down Kentucky, although, you know, I mean, you never get when you get the statements from the coaches, they don't say, I'd like to thank so-and-so for the offer, or, you know, I'm not going to take a job there is basically what they say. And I didn't realize Drew's got a strong relationship with Mitch Barnhart, but it sounds like he's got a stronger relationship with Baylor and the Waco community, so he's turned him down. They're not going to be able to get Dan Hurley. It doesn't sound like Dan Hurley is interested at all in doing anything other than winning a three-peat at UConn. So those were the two leading candidates. Nate Oates has basically already said he's recommitted to Alabama. You know, Kentucky's this might be a longer coaching search than they expected.
Well, isn't that how it works? They contact you, whether we contacted Chris Beard and Jerome Tang and all the, like, you contact somebody and then they talk to their people too. Like, that's the beginning of it, and then your people come back and say, no, we want you here if you want to be here. And that's how you get a bigger deal.
Mm-hmm. Let's go take a phone call from Eddie in Amity. Hey, Eddie, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm sitting on my big rock in the front yard with my feet on a big pine tree stump. And I thought of a kind of like a saying, and it's instant blue blood. We Arkansas Razorbacks are the instant blue blood of the nation.
Well, I don't even know if there's like a true definition for what a blue blood is, but Cal said Arkansas is a blue blood, put it up there with Duke and North Carolina and Kentucky. I mean, what's missing are the multiple national championships, you know, not the trips to the Final Four, not national players of the year, first round picks, guys that are stars in the NBA. It's just multiple national championships, I think, that you're missing. But that's also a little bit of a, I don't know, it's a white elephant conversation. You are what your program is. You basically are what your coach is. That's what it was. Was Kentucky a blue blood when Billy Gillespie was coaching them for 2 years? No, they got rid of him because they were terrible. They weren't any good. I think you are, your program is what your coach makes it. And so Cal will build Arkansas in his eyes of what a blue blood is supposed to look like. And what that tells me, Matt, is you get great talent. You get great talent, whether they're incoming freshmen or whether they're transfers. That to me is what I hear when I hear blue blood. Yeah, I know it's about what's happened in the past, but let's put it in terms of the here and now. Huge fan support, booster support, talent. We know you got the fan support. You know now you got the booster support. Now it's a matter of putting the talent together. And they'll play for Cal, won't they?
I think he's a player's coach. I mean, it puts us, we got a seat at the, you've seen the movie, The Program, great, great sports movie. And
love that movie.
The defensive end, he goes out there and he headbutts the car, but he comes back and checks the two deep. And he's like starting defensive end, a place at the table. That's what we are. I mean, with Coach Cal, we're sitting at the table. We're there. We have a chance every year, that he's our coach to win a national title.
So you're sitting at that table with Cal as the coach, but also with the war chest, if we can call it that, what Bob Holt referred to as the NIL fund coming from. And I don't know if the NIL is coming from Stevens or from Tyson, but I don't really care, to be honest. I know that it's there. And they're still calling for more donations and members to Arkansas Edge, and I think that probably happens with this too. Heck, I mean, we had Melvin from Sheridan call in and say for the first time ever he felt like he was ready to donate to basketball, I think is what he said specifically. But, you know, nobody uses the term blue blood with professional sports. We throw the term dynasty in there or, you know, just great organization like the Steelers are blue blood in the NFL. The Chiefs are now a blue blood in the NFL, that kind of thing. Well, they have to make smart decisions. You've got to use your resources properly. And, man, I mean, so much of it goes to what can you offer players outside of the facilities, outside of anything that has anything to do with hard, cold cash. And that's a thing now that might separate Arkansas from some of the other programs nationally and in the Southeastern Conference. Like, that will be the thing. Grant Nelson and Hunter Dickinson, right? We bring those up all the time, Matt. They both gave Arkansas a look. Heck, they gave Kentucky a look. You lost out on Nelson, I think, for more than anything because of NIL money. Nelson even said, I saw after their loss in the Final Four, he's talking about maybe NBA draft, but if that doesn't happen for him, then he didn't recommit to Alabama if he went back to college, but he said something to the effect of it's something that he would love to do. He didn't commit to go to Alabama. There's a guy right there that's looking for the next paycheck in college basketball if it doesn't come in pros.
What's he worth, Phil? I don't know if C-Unit remembers the Beckett monthly that you would get, and you would check your baseball cards, and it'd have a little arrow by it, 75 cents, 38, whatever, going up or down. What is Grant Nelson worth? Is he worth 500K? Because if he is, 100% you offer him. I just don't know what. Is he getting 1.5 mil? Is he getting 6 mil? You know, how much of the is he taking? If it's half a million, don't you offer him? Are you like, yes, sir?
Right. Now the fund, which we figured might be something around $500,000 per 10 players, like, not everybody's going to be making the exact amount. I think you dole it out the same way that a general manager would for a professional team. This player means this much to this program, so he's going to get a certain percentage compared to somebody else. There are a couple other big men, too, to look at as well, and they're both currently, well, I guess Aaron Bradshaw, who's the 7'2" center, was a top recruit coming into Kentucky this year. He's in the portal. And Big Z, I don't know if I could say his name properly, Ivanovic. Remember, he was the guy that couldn't get to Kentucky or couldn't enroll until, I think it was late December. And so he got started late, had an okay season for a freshman coming over from Lithuania. I think he was a sophomore. He's already posting a whole bunch of stuff on his Instagram about Cal being the Arkansas head coach. There's a couple guys right there that are centers right now that already have a relationship with Cal. I'm thinking either one of these guys may end up being at Arkansas very soon.
Grant Nelson, Trevin Brazil, that's kind of the same type of player that you're looking at. And so I don't know what Brazil's thinking if he thinks all of a sudden he's going to be a lottery pick. But those are the same type of guy. Nelson, if you were to say, what does Brazil do well, what does Nelson do well, and do a checkbox thing, Brazil might have a better outside shot and might have more athletic ability. Everything else would go under Nelson. Defense, IQ, everything else except for an outside, and Brazil might have a little more athletic ability. But that's what you're looking for. If you get Grant Nelson, that's your four. That's your power forward right there.
Heck, and he's got a year under his belt in the Southeastern Conference. He's had a run in the NCAA tournament. But that's the kind of player that you might have lost out on previously that now – you don't lose out on. I mean, that's what's in my mind.
And maybe
you've
got
the funds, you got the right coach, right?
Yeah, and if you get somebody around Brazil and say, watch Grant Nelson play basketball, you're more athletic than him. How is he better than you? You know, that's how are you letting this kid be better than you when you're more athletic than him?
That's right. 877-377-6963 calls and texts on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Matt, who was it? Mason and Conway texted in. He wanted to know who our picks are for the Masters. I told him I'm just going to have to defer to Matt Jones about any of this because I'm not. Now, here's the thing. I'll be in Tuscaloosa this weekend. We got a 6 o'clock game tomorrow. Of course, got to host the show. Got a 5 o'clock game on Saturday and then 1 o'clock on Sunday. So this would be a weekend. I don't watch much golf. I'm not into it. I don't play golf enough to really care all that much. For all of you who do love golf, that's great. I can't really talk about it very much. But I'll watch a little bit of the Masters this weekend, probably more on Saturday, just kind of sitting around the hotel room figuring it out. But who's going to win the Masters, Matt? Because I can three, just basically, I can just say, yes, I agree with him.
Well, there's a couple people. My three that I was going with was a Victor Hovland, Rory McIlroy as my two favorites. That if you're just picking favorites, Rory and Victor Hovland. And then my dark horse would be Ricky Fowler. You know, you got, is it Taylor Moore, the Arkansas kid? Be pulling for him. How do you?
Did you say Scheffler? Did you say Scottie Scheffler?
John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, and who's the? There's three of them that and Xander Schauffele. Those three are this. Those are the three best. You always take those guys. Those are no brainers. But I'm saying Rory and Victor Hovland kind of there with them. But yes, you're exactly right. John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, and Xander Schauffele are just right now. They're playing the best golf out of. There's nobody playing better than those three.
Well, isn't part of the big story really in the next 2 days is whether or not Tiger can make the cut? I think he's supposed to tee off in about 90 minutes.
He's such a – last year he makes the cut, then withdraws. It's just it's a weird thing. He can't play all four rounds, but he wants that record to try to make the cut. Can he make the cut? Yeah, the cut's – he can make – I mean, he goes out there and shoots even one under. He'll make the cut.
877-377-6963 if you want to get into the Masters with Matt. And all the odds on the Masters right now available on Bet Sarazen, Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. Want to put a little wager on the Masters or any other golf tournament over the next few months or the NBA playoffs coming up?
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.